Winter Words, poems and personal writings of Thomas Hardy.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
The Oxen. Christmas Eve and 12 of the clock. Now they're all on their knees, an elder said as we sat in a flock by the embers in hearthside ease. We pictured the meek, mild creatures where they dwelt in their strawy pen, nor did it occur to one of us there to doubt they were kneeling then. So fair a fancy few would weave in these years. Yet I feel if someone said on Christmas Eve, "Come, see the oxen kneel in the lonely barton by yonder coombe our childhood used to know," I should go with him in the gloom, hoping it might be so. It was in a lonely and silent spot between woodland and heathland that Thomas Hardy was born, about 8 o'clock on Tuesday morning, the 2nd of June, 1840. The place of his birth being the 7-roomed rambling house that stands easternmost of the few scattered dwellings called Higher Bockhampton in the parish of Stinsford, Dorset.
So begins the life of Thomas Hardy, actually the work of Hardy himself in his later years, but ascribed by him with characteristic secrecy to his second wife, Florence Emily. We have the odd experience, therefore, of hearing the voice of...